Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there. Welcome back. I'm so excited. The next big topic is the 12-month breakthrough goal. Okay, so this is the final aspect of envisioning a brighter future for your business. So always make your future better than your past, brighter than your past. It's a Dan Sullivan quote. Love Dan Sullivan. And this is an essential piece of every force for good business, every leadership, every business leader. You want to be constantly moving your company towards a brighter future. And in the absence of that, you have very shallow reasons to grow, to evolve, to achieve all the great things you hope to achieve. So it's essential that you provide this brighter future for your team and for yourself so that you have the motivation, the energy, and the alignment to know where you're headed. You have the reasons why. So we've talked about the core purpose. So the reason why your company exists and your company vision, which is where you're headed really long term, over 100 years, your core purpose manifested over many, 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 many decisions and choices and evolutions and successes. And now we're going to look at, okay, so what do we need to do in the next 12 months? What is the breakthrough we need to have? Now, in the full Force for Good system, we do other things before we get to the breakthrough, but it's an essential piece. And so this is why I include it here in this introduction to the Force for Good system in this one-day acceleration retreat. It is what drives your business, is to have a constant breakthrough, a breakthrough that's connected to your purpose and your vision. So it's not just breakthrough for breakthrough's sake, but it's the most needed essential breakthrough. And every year, you and your company have an invitation to stage a massive breakthrough. What do I mean by breakthrough? It's the opportunity to move forward in a massive way to create greater impact, scale, and profit. So contemplate this for a moment. Every year is an opportunity to experience unprecedented growth, innovation, and resolution to a problem that has befuddled you. A challenge you haven't been able to figure out. If you and your team apply deliberate force to any one single breakthrough for an entire 12 months, you will make progress. Think about that. So it's true no matter what stage of business you're in, whether you are an existence company that's just barely getting off the ground, or scaling company, or surviving company, or an impact company, you are always in need of a breakthrough. Every business always is in need of a breakthrough. So let these questions drift in your mind as we go deeper to help you explore and identify the number one breakthrough you need to have in your company the next 12 months. So which one outcome at your company would change everything? If you solved X, everything else would be easier. Which problem, when finally solved, would make every other challenge easier? What is the single primary breakthrough that would catapult your company to the next level? So this is a goal, right? So this 12-month goal is a SMART goal. It's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable with innovation. So we want to, it's not 100%. It should make you a little uncomfortable. It certainly will make your team members uncomfortable to go a little bit, right? Transformational leaders make everybody a little have to stretch. Transformation means change, right? So achievable with innovation is a 12-month breakthrough goal, should be a stretch goal that inspires growth. Okay, every person in the entire building has to change, has to grow, including you. It should feel about 80% realistic and attainable. And to achieve the critical goal, you consciously acknowledge it will require some level of investment in resources, skills, and systems. It should feel like a doable stretch. It's relevant, right? The 12-month breakthrough goal should be it's going to be the most important goal of your year. So it needs to align with the broader objectives of your business, your values, priorities, your core purpose, your vision. And it's also time-bound. So we're going to say a year from now, or you can, you know, decide on a date that's about a year from now that allows you to create the breakthrough that you are wanting to see. So we are going to look at three different areas where you might, and brainstorm in each of these three areas about what your breakthrough might be. And you might probably already have a sense of what it is, but go through this exercise, because the exercise of helping you look at these three areas will help you develop later on your strategy and your plan, right? So all of this is building on itself. So first area we look at is purpose-led goals. So what's the positive impact you hope you can achieve in the next 12 months within the community you serve? How do you hope to enrich the lives of customers in the next 12 months? What improvements would you like to see delivered at a larger scale with customers and clients? And how will you know 1 year from now your company has been living its core purpose at its most essential level, elevated level over the next 12 months? So I will reflect on a couple more questions. But as I do to help you, I would invite you to start to brainstorm. So this workshop's a little different. I'm going to give you information. And as I give you information, I'm going to pause in certain moments and invite you to settle into your heart, hear your guidance from within, listen to the part of you that knows, and then quickly write down, right? So we're using the Pomodoro method here, where we have a short amount of time that I'm going to give to you. You're going to brainstorm. You're going to let ideas come to page. And then we're going to take those brainstorms and transform them, sort of cull them down until we find a single breakthrough goal. So when you think about impact goals, 12-month impact goals, how are you making the world better? It's an impact goal is intersection between the good you want to create in society and the financial success that your company needs in order to survive and thrive. So it's grounded in your core purpose and your vision. It's an extension of all the stories you tell about your company, and it's the pinnacle of what you stand for. So places you might look for impact goals, right? And you're right now we're just brainstorming goals, and in the end of this, you'll have one that's the most important, but you'll also probably have others that you realize are important too. So what are your volume growth goals? This volume growth scale is a measure of impact. Where does volume growth intersect with the impact you want to create? How many customers, people, businesses, communities do you hope will achieve the desired result your company hopes to bring? Write down a few possible goals. All right, so examples would be in 12 months, we aim to increase access to complex care nursing patients from 200 patients to 250 patients in the state of Connecticut. See, it's measurable and it's achievable. In 12 months, we will help 1,000 new households experience the beauty and pride of having a glorious garden created from our responsibly sourced bulbs, right? So these are two examples. The next would be, what are the customer results you would like to see over the next 12 months? So think about your customer. What's the specific impact you would like your product, services, offering solutions to bring to the community or customer you serve? In what ways would you like to deepen your impact delivered to each of your customers? What's a specific measurable outcome that you would like for each of your customers perhaps to experience? So write down, just start to just jot down, brainstorm all these possible impact goals that could happen in 12 months. So an example would be, in 12 months, our goal is to have 100 existing customers double their profitability using ABC software. Another would be, in 12 months, our goal is to help 100 women entrepreneurs apply for and receive angel investment funding. Okay, so these are impact, right, and scale. Is there a social benefit? So next area to look at, is there a social benefit you would like to link to the growth of your company? Is there a cause your company would like to dedicate itself to serving? Would you like to link each sale to a specific donation you would make or some other philanthropic connection? So an example of that kind of an impact goal, 12-month impact goal, would be, over the next 12 months, for every dish of ice cream we serve, we will donate a meal to the Torrington Homeless Shelter. Our goal is to feed 100,000 people over the next 12 months, right? So that's an example. Tom's Shoes, right? They did that. Every purchase, they gave a pair of shoes to someone in need who did not have shoes. Okay, the other way to look at impact is there an internal transformation that would significantly elevate your company over the next 12 months? Maybe you need to make a change to your product or your service, something. Maybe you want your company to evolve in some way, and this change would be both beneficial to your bottom line and to your constituents. It could be an internal transformation that you want to inspire your team towards, a digital transformation, a technology transformation. Examples would be, our goal is to move from 10% of our manufacturing from overseas to the USA and generate 100 jobs at home and in the next 12 months. Okay. Another would be, our aim is to engage and retain 85% of our nursing team year over year, and to grow from 1,000 nurses to 1,200 nurses. So I'm in the nursing business, right? So that's why I have these examples. So what is the impact goals for your company, right? What's the intersection between the positive impact, the purpose you want to deliver, and how you can build financial strength? So that's the first area. The next area, so finish writing your list of possible impact goals over the next 12 months. And now we're going to move over to constraints. Okay. So often constraints are where you need breakthrough. So what stops your growth is a constraint. Constraints hold your company back, keep you from growing. Common constraints might be limited capital, inefficient systems or processes. oftentimes marketing, sales, could be something related to supply chain. Maybe you have an abundance of customers, but you can't produce it fast enough. Lack of innovation. So you're not producing the product that you need or the services you need as quickly as you want. Inadequate marketing, poor online presence, poor social media presence, low conversion of your social media, right? These are constraints. Limited market understanding. So you really aren't aware of all the things that are happening in your market. Maybe there's changing market needs. Maybe you don't understand and don't have a clear understanding of your customer needs, preferences, and trends. There could be a talent shortage. That's in my business. That's our number one constraint all the time. Not enough nurses. Ineffective sales channels, right? So whatever online retail partnerships, however you sell, something is ineffective. It's not churning enough customers to create the impact you desire or the profitability. There could be some regulatory and compliance challenges in my business. That's always also an issue. There could be customer satisfaction issues, supply chain bottlenecks, limited geographic reach. So there's lots of different things here that you could consider. In the companion book, there's a list of different things that could potentially stop you from growth. So write down for yourself, what are the things that are stopping your business from growing? What's holding you back from creating the impact and the profitability that you long for? So that's your brainstorm on constraints. Okay, so these are different things. And what could you, and you know, what are the constraints, right? We want to write those down because a 12-month goal could be that you're going to bust through one of them. So as you look at your list, circle, you know, the top three or four constraints that are really holding you back. And boy, if you could solve for that, if you could increase your conversion rate, or you could hire enough nurses, or you could, you know, improve your yield of prospects to online people that actually buy something, right? So figure out where that breakthrough is. What's that constraint that if you solved it, would make such a difference? And then the last area we look for is the what we call accelerators, the growth accelerators. So these are the key strengths or opportunities that when leveraged or amplified promote growth. Accelerators could be specific actions, tactics, or systems already churning. There are things that you already do well that if you accelerated it or amplified it, then you would see a noticeable result. So it could be that you have this really great salesperson who has remarkably high sales conversion. So that's an accelerator. How they do what they do could be replicated. How, you know, that's an accelerator. A specific Facebook ad that brings twice the number of prospects, that is an accelerator. Time of day that yields the best results for outbound sales calls, particular product or service that customers love and buy and buy and buy again, a specific aspect of your product that customers value and appreciate, a specific feature or benefit customers or employees report would be of high value. So there's a whole list that if you go to www.aforceforgood.biz/retreat, you can get the companion guide and it will give you access to this list. You know, other accelerators that you can look into are things like you could expand into a new market. You could have a product or service innovation. You could expand on your customer enrollment and retention efforts. There could be a strategic partnership or alliance. These are all opportunities, right? Things that you could, strengths that you could double down on. You could look at ways to optimize your internal process to scale. So write down all the things you could possibly do in the next 12 months to accelerate your business. What's the action that is leading to the result you want? Maybe you need to do more of that action. You need more time for that and more resources dedicated to that. Talent acquisition and development. So how you can become better at that could be an accelerator in your business. So strategic pricing, territory expansion, digital transformation, branding and reputation, these are all accelerators.
So write down all of those accelerators, and now you have sort of a list, right? So think about those accelerators and maybe circle the three to five accelerators that, boy, if you could really get those churning over the next 12 months and you see the constraint, which ones those are, that if you could transform them in the next, have a breakthrough with that in the next 12 months, and also in your impact goals, right? So now as we start to think about, you started to think about those different areas, remember for a moment your core purpose. So right now, write down your core purpose. I know it seems silly, I've already written, but write it again, write it down so it's in your presence. The reason your company exists and your company vision, why and where your company is going, why your company exists and where it's going, core purpose, vision. And now just take a few moments, breathe into your heart, just brainstorm. You've thought of all these various things that you'd like to, that you could achieve over the next year. Now I'm going to invite you to expand out a little bit further to 3 years. Okay. So think out 3 years from now. So think of the date, right? What is that date in that year? Again, just allow your awareness to have all of those possible impact goals, possible constraints solved, possible accelerators implemented. And write down in 3 years, 5 to 8 milestones you hope to achieve, 5 to 8 goals. Three years in. Stretching out beyond 12 months into 3. What would you like you and your team to be able to achieve? Aligned with your purpose, your vision, impact, constraints, accelerators. Yeah. You want to create, manifest, transform. Nice work. 3 years out. Okay, now we're going to bring it in. Bring it into 12 months again. And write 5 to 8 milestones you hope to achieve in the next 12 months. Again, did you want to achieve in the next 3 years? What part of that can you achieve in the next 12 months? What would feel good, created, manifested, achieved? Impact goals created in 12 months. Constraints solved. Accelerators amplified. Nice, right? It feels good. All right, so now, home in now on the next 12 months. And in order to achieve your 3-year and 12-month milestones, write down the constraints, challenges, bottlenecks that need to be overcome. In the next year, what is most important? Write down what's has to be overcome. And circle your top three. These are your top three constraints.
good. Now it's, again, if you achieve those 3-year milestones, those 12-month milestones, some things need to accelerate in the next year. What specific accelerator strengths and opportunities must be figured out, utilized, leveraged, amplified in the next 12 months? And just write down which ones those are. 12 months, most important. Breathe deeply. You don't have to do it all. Don't have to do it all. So just circle the top 3. Very good. Okay. So now you've done all the work. Probably already know what the answer is, right? So just take a moment to connect your heart, your spirit, your mind, your knowing to your core purpose, company vision, your 3-year milestones, your 12-month milestones, key constraints you would like to overcome in the next year, key accelerators, and let yourself just home in and see which one breakthrough will be the most meaningful to your business in the next 12 months. If you could solve that one thing, it would solve so many problems. It would make everything easier. So go ahead right now and write down what that is. It's your 12-month breakthrough goal. Very good. Well done. Congratulations. Just give yourself the gift, confidence and clarity and completion, right? Again, you can iterate this. But right now you have the answer. Right now it's clear. Right now you've chosen a breakthrough goal. There isn't a bad one. Any of them are going to help, right? So trust that this is the one that you're going to really dedicate your energy too. And we talk about in the Force for Good system is 10x the energy of any other goal is your 12-month breakthrough. So go ahead, give yourself a moment of applause and allow yourself to feel the envisioned future that you now have created. Allow yourself to feel the knowledge and the clarity that you didn't have before. You now have a core purpose. You all already have a vision, and now you have a 12-month breakthrough goal that will help you accelerate your business. All right. So excited. We're going to go on to the next workshop in just a minute. So the next episode, episode 5, is about the simple SWOT. It's going to be super easy, super fast, super fun. All right. See you soon.
Congratulations on embarking on this incredible journey with the 1-Day Business Acceleration Retreat. Now that you've had a taste of the Force for Good system, a gateway to accelerating impact, scale, and profit in your business, we invite you to continue your journey with us on our virtual business accelerator. Learn more at www.aforceforgood.biz/accelerator. It's your transformative path to installing the elevated system of building continuous cycles of purpose-led prosperity in your business. Learn more at www.aforceforgood.biz/accelerator. Join us today.